Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing? This is John Lambrose, a.k.a. Boondocks, a.k.a. the Rocky Mountain Madman, a.k.a. the host of the Audio Power Bomb, known as the John Lambrose Show, coming to you right here on Anchor FM. This is the debut episode, people. I'm sitting here live, well, not exactly live, but I'm coming to you from my living room at my house in an undisclosed location. You think I'm going to tell you where I live? Get out of here. But I'm sitting here on the iPhone through the Anchor app, bringing you this audio powerbomb exclusively on Anchor. Why? Because I can and I want to. For those of you who are unfamiliar with me, let me take this time to reintroduce myself. Of course, I'm not going to do this every episode, but there are going to be some new listeners out there. So for those of you, I'm a former professional wrestler on the Long Island, New York independent circuit, having competed for the likes of East Coast Pro Wrestling's Long Island Division, Suffolk Wrestling Alliance, Predator Pro Wrestling, but most importantly, the New York Wrestling Connection out of Deer Park, New York. I worked my ass off. I trained as hard as I could. I gave my all out there in that ring. And at the end of the day, I can only put in 4 years and not longer. So, come December 2016, January 2017, when I had the option of either going back to a normal life or extending my possibilities of a career in show business, I chose to go with option B and extend my possibilities with a career in show business. Dating back to January 2017, when I kicked off the John Sawyer Show, a podcast titled under my second gimmick name. I was Boondocks, then I was John Sawyer. I'll get into that story later and how the names got switched and whatnot. But I ran the John Sawyer Show for a year. That went great under Strong Island, New York's Strong Island Radio's tutelage. Bobby Lacerra being the producer. How you doing, Bobby, if you're listening? Along with the great co-hosts that I had. Patrick Wynn, a.k.a. Ethafoam. Evil Joe Herb, JR Collectibles Zone, Joe Rizzello, Big Michael Monty, and Wisteria Hall's Jimmy Farrow. All of us together, we did what we could to put on a hell of a show. But after a year, due to technical difficulties, that came to an end. And so afterwards, I went over to Village Connection Radio, to where I was the Ed McMahon of the group on Monty and the Pharaoh Show for the first three episodes. Yeah, those guys are having their own success and doing good at what they're doing. So I wish them, of course, nothing but the best. After that, I did a few small independent podcasts on my own. And most of them were technical failures. So now I got this one brewing up. No producers, no studio backing me up. Well, not at the moment. Oh, I also forgot to mention I was with Grindhouse Radio for a bit with my buddy Brimstone. And they were cool, but life got in the way. So I had to, unfortunately, cut my run with them short. Hopefully I'll get to do business with them again soon, but right now I got this podcast here. It's a wrestling podcast for the wrestling fan, by a wrestling fan, but not only by a wrestling fan, by someone who has been on the other side of the guardrail and has experienced the business firsthand. I didn't have to make it to the big leagues to know what it was like to experience the professional wrestling business. 4 years on the independent circuit, you see a lot. This show will be independently ran, independently owned, independently operated, and kind of like the style of the Steve Austin show. Not to rip him off, but his show is for the working man. And I guess you can say so is mine. So, you're an average folk who love pro wrestling. If you're a wrestler who just likes to listen to wrestling podcasts in general, or if you're open-minded, you know, I hope you enjoyed this program. I'm pretty sure you're a fan of wrestling if you're listening to this, because why else would you be listening to this anyway? So, what's going to happen in this podcast? We are going to talk reviews from WWE's television programming. We are going to talk current events in the wrestling business. We are going to talk headlines in the wrestling business. We're going to talk any breaking news or any interesting stories that are going on in the world of the professional wrestling business. And not just anything. I'm talking things that I see fit to talk about. But don't worry, I got good taste when it comes to subjects and content to put on the show. So you guys are in for something good. All right, sit tight, and we are going to get into reviews for the first WWE Monday Night Raw of 2019. Here we go. All right, folks. It is now 11:23 p.m. I am at my home in my bedroom just trying to take it easy for the night. Of course, I haven't forgotten to finish up putting the audio together so I can release to the public the very first official episode of the show. I did say it would come out, it would start on the 10th, and a promise is a promise, and I am always a man of my word. But as I was thinking, you know, about what I was thinking of what to say for this podcast, for this specific episode, as I was thinking of what to talk about to kick things off, you know, I figured, let me go on the internet and look up a recap of Raw this week and a recap of SmackDown this week, so I can, you know, watch it in depth and really get my opinions together, and then deliver those views right here. But a couple of things happened. Number one, time and life got in the way. And number two, there's this topic that's been sweeping the wrestling scene by storm. A new headline. And I am anything but pleased about it. And anybody who appreciates tradition in pro wrestling, and anybody who has old school values and respect, not just for the business, but for life, you know, would agree with me 100% on what I'm about to say here. Let me start off by saying Priscilla Kelly is a no-good twat who should just quit the business. Some of you are listening to this going, who's Priscilla Kelly? Let me explain. Priscilla Kelly is an independent wrestler. Never heard of her before, never seen her before. I have no idea of this woman's history and her upbringing. All I know of her is what I saw in this video that has gone viral. Viral can't even explain. The term viral doesn't even cut how watched this video is and how many people have seen it. At an independent show in some state that I don't know, in some building that I don't know of, for some company that I've never heard of, Priscilla Kelly had a match against this woman who I've never seen before. And it looked to be like a street fight, hardcore match, because they were out in the crowd fighting amongst the fans. And The video that I saw was a little, like a little piece of them fighting in the crowd, in which her opponent is sitting in a chair, and Priscilla Kelly proceeds to, now before I explain this here, keep in mind whether this was a work or whether this was a complete shoot, you know, or to put it in English terms, whether this was fake or real, it's still disgusting, it's still immoral, and it's still just absolutely inexcusable. Those of you who've seen this video know what I'm talking about, but if you haven't seen it and you got a weak stomach, this is the part where you hit the stop button, and I guess just check out the next episode when it comes out. But anyway, here we go. Priscilla Kelly's opponent is sitting down in this chair. She reaches into her trunks, pulls out a tampon with blood all over it, goes over to her opponent who's sitting in the chair, and forces the tampon in her opponent's mouth. Folks, I've seen a lot of stupid shit in pro wrestling matches. I've seen grown men have matches with blow-up dolls. I've seen a grown man get beat up by a 9-year-old in the ring. I saw a child get super kicked by the Young Bucks in the face. I saw someone who is now a current WWE superstar take a power bomb off a 20-foot ladder through a table and then get up like it was nothing, completely killing the believability that he just got destroyed, making wrestling look stupid. But I've never seen a woman pull a tampon out of her panties and shove it in another girl's mouth in a wrestling match of all places. First, let's look at the obvious here. With what we know about HIV and AIDS, you know, and all of these blood-related diseases, you know, it's a dangerous thing to do in the first place. I get it. Yeah. Put your body at risk. Put your safety at risk a little bit, you know, to, you know, get the match over. But don't go out there and put it like that, but not like that. You want to put your body at risk? Work a match and, you know, bump your ass off. I don't know. When you're working a gimmick match and you're going to go get hit with a chair, make sure you're really getting hit with the chair. You know? Hell, be like the ECW guys. And if you're going to take a kendo stick shot to the head, don't put your hands up. I've done it before. You know, the adrenaline's going. You don't feel anything at first. But the tampon thing, you know, and I've even heard some guys say it was a comedy spot. What the hell is funny about that? Now, granted, like I said, what, you know, earlier on, there's a chance this could have been a giant work. And if it is, bravo on the believability, you know, and the shock value of it all. But keep in mind, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of assholes on the independent scene, many of which I've worked with throughout my 4-year career as a wrestler, who will look at what is like the big popular thing that's going on in wrestling and try and emulate it. So, yeah, say if that tampon was fake, I guarantee you some stupid broad in Tallahassee or maybe someone in Ronkonkoma, New York at a firehouse will try it with a real one, you know, and be like, oh, if you put it in your mouth for 2 seconds and then spit it out, you'll be safe. Or some stupid excuse like that to do it. It's pathetic. And also, did we forget as performers that there are children who watch these shows, impressionable children who watch these shows and like to mimic the wrestlers? I mean, just the thought of two little kids play fighting at home and one of them mimicking that. That's a call for therapy, psychiatric help. Hell, even prison time. You know, I was just on Battlezone Radio recently on 90.1 FM WUSB out of Stony Brook University. And I explained to my buddy DJ Digital, the host of the show, you know, live on the air, that the wrestling business has turned from a respectable art form with storytelling. And yeah, you saw some brutal stuff, but never anything like over the line like that. And everything you saw in the ring made sense. It went from that to just a complete circus. And if there's people out there who disagree with me on this, you know, I totally understand that. That's your opinion. But this is my podcast, and I will state what I feel, and this is how I feel. That tampon spot was absolutely disgraceful. It was stupid. It was dumb. Priscilla Kelly should be blacklisted from the business for doing that. And whoever the promoter was that okayed that should have his license removed, and he should go back to working in retail or whatever shit job he had before he went into wrestling. Fucking disgraceful. Anyway, that concludes episode number one of the John Lambrow Show right here on Anchor FM. Sorry I didn't get to the Raw and SmackDown reviews, but as I stated, time and life got in the way, and there was a bigger matter to address, that hot topic, so to say. God, I hate Priscilla Kelly, and I hate anybody who agrees with that shit. Ugh. But anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for hitting the play button on the Anchor app. I'm not sure if there's a subscribe button there, but if there is, please hit it. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Audio Powerbomb. That's at Audio Powerbomb on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There's no websites for the show, just the social media. So stay tuned to there for videos, posts, information, details, audio clips, pictures, you know, anything going on with the show, anything going on with me, you get the idea. So yeah, at Audio Powerbomb on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep in touch with the show. I will see you guys sometime next week. When? That will be a mystery. Until then, my name is John Lambrows. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you all next time. See you later.